Anything you want to add to what you said tonight?
I think there's now a lot of interest in ERCC1, which is kind of amusing because ERCC1 has been interrogated forever. You know, it's not a new gene. And ERCC1, as you know, is involved in DNA repair. It's an excision repair gene. And it's an interesting gene because high levels of ERCC1 are prognostically good, right? Because if you have high levels of a repair gene and its repair enzyme protein, then you'd be able to cut out all of these adducts that attack your DNA, and you'll probably have a better outcome because of that. So it's prognostically a positive thing to have, high ERCC1. The problem is ERCC1 is also responsible for DNA repair of platinum adducts. So if you treat a tumor with platinum and you have high levels of ERCC1, well, that tumor will more readily repair the platinum adduct and the tumor cell survives the platinum therapy. So high ERCC1 is a poor predictive marker for platinum therapy. So it plays dual roles, right? It's a good prognostic marker, but it's also a poor predictive marker for platinum therapy. And so the YALT trial, which is the adjuvant cisplatin versus no such therapy lung cancer trial, was analyzed. The results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, where they looked at the tumor tissue of patients. And basically, ERCC1, as we posited, appears to have prognostic value, like we said, and it confirmed our suspicions. It did predict that patients with very high levels of ERCC1 did not benefit from platinum-based chemotherapy. So seeing all these pretty, I think, in my mind, reliable information on the role of ERCC1, it makes sense scientifically. It made sense when they analyzed this in translational studies. These biomarkers are now being used in a prospective manner to help select the chemotherapy for patients being treated with adjuvant chemotherapy. So, for example, there's a SWOG trial where they're taking early-stage disease and resecting these, and if they have high levels of ERCC1, they'll be treated with one regimen, and those with low levels will go on and receive their platinum-based chemotherapy.